مالك يوم الدين.
Allah is the Malik even right now. He is the absolute authority and the absolute control and the absolute domination of everything is in His hands even right now. It's not like we have a bit of control in this world and that control is going to be taken away. Even that control that we have right now is only because of Allah, nothing else. So, why is it that He is talking about Him being the Malik on that day if He's already the Malik over here and has this control right now? So the answer that He gives in answer to this question is that in actual fact, the Day of Judgment and the Akhirah, they are not separate to this world the way we sometimes think they are. Even our words that we use, we say the word hereafter. It almost makes it seem like the Day of Qiyamah is going to come after a long time. And that's what, you know, when we are young, we can't imagine it anything beyond that. But as we grow older and we realize that actually when Allah talks about the different samawat and the ard, it's not necessarily something to do with space, for example, that there's a layer of sky and above that there's another layer of sky. No, these are referring to different realms of existence. And these realms of existence, they're not necessarily time-bound, that we're going to exit from this one and after a bit of time we're going to enter another one. Because we know that the realm that we are living in this world is the most limited realm. But it's surrounded by a more lofty realm. For example, the barzakh. And the barzakh is surrounded by the akhirah. Our problem right now is that we don't have access to that realm. Not that the realm isn't there. It's not that the akhirah is going to be created or it's going to come at a later time. No, the akhirah is here and now. But because of the realm that we are in right now, because of our limited existence in this particular life, we're not able to access that akhirah. What's going to happen is, when we reach the akhirah, again, I'm limited by the type of words that I can use as well, when we reach the Day of Judgment, everything is going to become manifest for us. And we are going to realize that He was actually the Malik, not just on that day, but He was the Malik even when we were living in this world. But the problem is that we weren't able to see it at that point. And so this verse is telling us that on that day, it will become manifest for us that He was the Malik, that He is the Malik and the absolute authority on that day. But in actual fact, He was the authority and the central point of control even in this world. Now what we want to do is explore this idea again using the verses of the Quran. So if you see the verse that is there on the slide, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Whilst we are living in this world, we can only see the ظاهر. They know just the outward aspect, the apparent aspect of the life of the world, but they are oblivious of the hereafter. This verse is for us right now, meaning that we should have our attention to the hereafter. There should be something that we are working on to be able to access the hereafter. This word that we used, mulk. Mulk is usually used as the term for the realm that we are living in right now. Now, when we are in this mulk, this limited realm, what tends to happen? When we look around us, we see a lot of multiplicity. If I ask you, what do you see in front of you? What do you see to your right? What do you see to your left? Right? This is the first question that I ask is what? Every time I see something, the first thing that comes to my mind is, I see that this is a clock. I see that this is a camera. I see that this is a laptop. I see that this is a table, a tree, an animal. They're not all here, yeah? I'm making things up. I see the whatness of that thing. And then when I take a bit of time to analyze that, hold on, everything's been created by Allah. And so the real owner of this tree is Allah. The real owner of this clock is Allah. The real owner of this animal is Allah. That idea of Allah being the owner of everything comes as a second stage. It's almost behind this idea of what it is. And that is why we have this other word which is coming from the same root, and that is the malakut. What is the malakut? When Allah says that we showed Ibrahim, or we show Ibrahim the malakut, The malakut is that next realm of existence where that domination, dominion, authority, and control of Allah becomes more apparent. So when I see something, and again, it's not a case of me entering that realm after a certain period of time. This is all to do with how I'm living my life. The journey is right now. This ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that sirat we are on is right now. The more I work on myself, the more I am following the commands of Allah, I am in servitude to Him, I am worshipping Him, making sure I'm abiding by what He is saying. This helps to purify myself and helps me to go into the higher realms of existence. If I am able to enter the malakut, then things start changing and reversing. And so when I see something in the malakut, before I see what it is, I see its connection to Allah first. And this is what we are after, isn't it? This is exactly when we say qurbatan ila Allah, that I want this relationship and this connection with Allah. I want to be able to see Allah everywhere, His hand in everything. This is where, when we reach the stage of the malakut, this becomes more apparent for us. So when we see something at that stage, we see that connection with Allah first, and then maybe we see what it is. If we come back here, we see يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that Allah is telling us that in this particular life, when we are distracted, when we are busy with our lives, we're not always focusing on Allah or our purpose in life, then what tends to happen is we focus on the ظاهر only. And we are ghafil, we are negligent of the hereafter. In this next verse, Atla Jawadi expands on this a lot, but we'll just touch on it. It says, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ. Indeed, were you to know with certain knowledge, you would have surely seen hell. Now, I've put in brackets here, in this very life. Why? Because it's a would clause. It's saying, had you had certain knowledge, you would have seen hell. Everybody's going to see hell and heaven in the hereafter. After we die, it's going to be visible to everybody because the limitations and the veils are lifted. But Allah is saying that if you had certain knowledge in this world, you would have seen the hell. So the hell is not something that is going to be created later on, or I'm going to be moved to a certain place. No, that access is available now for those who work on themselves and are able to see it. And we have different hadith. For example, one of the youth who goes in the morning to see the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, the Holy Prophet asks him, how have you woken up? And he says, I've woken up like I'm seeing the people entering the hell and entering the heaven. So it's not that this was just a dream of his. No, he was accessing a reality even within this life. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. Afterwards, surely you will see it with the eye of certainty. And this is after death. After death, all the veils are revealed, yeah, you will see it. But the point is that it's accessible here.